Good evening.
Good evening.
Evening.
Good evening.
I've come to speak a little on what you call healing.
Mm-hmm.
If only you could see the cascade of energy, which is your healing thoughts. The amount of energy which comes from your planet when others are wishing help and love and security for another. It is the most beautiful of sights, the most beautiful of colors. And I wish that I could endow upon each one of you the vision that we have. We are so grateful for those of you who take the time and the effort in your everyday lives to help another human being. For most people, it is a natural action or thought. But for many, it takes just a little nudge for them to understand how much is needed, how much love for another human being when they are in trouble. When children come to your world as newborn infants, they have already all the ingredients of love, of healing. They have the sense of touch, to feel, to look, to speak, and to give love. Only because they are a being from spirit. So you see, even from the birth of the human into this earthly world, you are all endowed with the gift of healing. But it is in groups such as yours that we truly see and are grateful for that spiritual love which you send. Because you see, my dears, the love that you send from groups such as these is indeed spiritual love. I just wanted to tell you that those thoughts, those actions in your everyday lives, your deeds, everything, we are most grateful for. And I just wish to say to each and every one of you, we return that love threefold.
Thank you.
You may not even be aware of it, but I can assure you that this is so.
These words are most reassuring to hear. Yes, thank you for them. Are you able to say how this compares with our standard medical health service? I imagine both are needed, and sometimes the two aspects of healing would be concurrent, I think.
Yes. I believe you have already been told, so I'm being informed, that the medical profession as you know it, those people who have desire to help another, they are indeed healers in their own way. And that must be appreciated also.
Yes.
But so many of you are healers without even realizing it. The spoken word is a healing. Listening is a healing. The very gifts that you have come to this planet with, you have been given that great gift of healing.
It's interesting what you said about very young children, because there was a remarkable case in America where two babies were born together as twins, but they were premature and very weak. But after a while, one of them started to not do very well, and the other one was much stronger. And the doctors became very, very concerned about one of the babies. And somebody had the idea about putting the healthy baby with the baby that was failing. And they put the little baby's arm around the other baby, and the transformation was almost instant. The failing baby started to recover and eventually was fine and grew to full strength.
Yes. When you speak of babies who you class as twins, there is an energy between them that shouldn't be broken. That is why, as you say, as soon as the energy was felt again between the two, there was an equilibrium.
Yes.
But yes.
It amazed everybody in the hospital, and it went on to the internet, and it's just a remarkable thing, which I think people were in awe of.
But for you, my dear friend, it should not be surprising.
No.
People such as yourselves, who are developing their spirituality, everything about themselves, allowing the spirit to be the stronger parts of the being. You should never be surprised by anything which happens in your lifetime.
Yes.
And touch itself is so very healing.
Touch. Yes.
To feel the human touch.
Yes. Yes, all human beings have the capability to heal. Of course, there are some in your world who take it a little step further and who are working with us in spirit to help others. But this in itself takes a little dedication.
You mean to work with the energy?
Yes. You all have the ability, but again, you also have the choice. And not everyone will make the same choices.
Sometimes it's quite hard to choose.
I'm sure it must be. But know only this before I leave you, that if there is love in your hearts for other people, that love will grow and become stronger. So therefore the healing factor becomes stronger.
Yes.
And I am sure you must be aware of people not known to you who have had some impact and have allowed you to help them with your words. I am sure everyone in this room has experienced this.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. I did just feel it was time to say a little about your healing thoughts.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Can I just ask, are there any colours? You say you see a cascade of colours.
Cascade of energy.
Of energy. Are there any colours you would associate more with healing thoughts than others, or is it quite a wide spectrum?
It is a wide spectrum, and different colours may be used for different conditions. Mm. That comes when you work with us in spirit.
Mm.
It is not as straightforward as a lot of people think.
Mm.
They tend to choose colours for specific complaints, when in fact the unity between you and us can make a complete difference to which colour is to be used. But colour healing is most helpful.
I have had the experience when sometimes when I've been giving reflexology to someone, that I've felt that I'm being impressed with colours that would help that person. So I've communicated that sometimes when I felt really sure of the colour.
And if you are so sure, that knowledge is coming from our world.
Yes, it's only when I feel certain that I say it, if I see it as well.
Yes. Do not become too rigid in how you feel about certain colours.
Mm-hmm.
Be changeable if you must.
Yeah, I love
you. You will be guided.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
And some are versed in the use of crystals. I imagine that crystal use also relates to colour.
Yes, crystals are full of colour. Crystals are pieces of energy, little understood even now. But yes, crystals can be used quite successfully for healing and many other things. But before I leave, I am to tell you that the one known to you as Salumet will be here with you next time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that. For both your timely messages.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll be doing more healing with our thoughts and trying to send out more healing after your inspiring talks.
Reminders.
I sometimes feel that the purest healing is when you yourselves are unaware that you are giving it. Because then it is given with pure love. Now I must leave.
Makes sense.
Justin, yes.
Thank you.